Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 53 degrees.
WB9CSP.
Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system located in London, Ohio, USA.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
WB9CST.
Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo, mobile, Ann Arbor.
Yeah, good afternoon, WB9CSP. My name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. Just getting ready for my net here a little early, making sure everything's working. Over.
Hey, real good. Good to be prepared. And name's Ralph. Mobile in Ann Arbor, headed home from a couple of things, and I think I'm going to be home for the count tonight, so that's good. And what net is that, over?
Yeah, it's called the Everything Net.
Real good. When does it start?
It starts at 2 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, real good. So we have 25 minutes before. Yeah, I heard you throughout your call sign. I had that side of the radio on scan, so I stopped it. Real good. And I'm in Ann Arbor on the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club repeater. I take it you're getting in via All-Star.
No, I'm actually coming through EchoLink, but yeah, I know Ann Arbor has both, and I'm in Paris, Texas.
Okay, just like the movie, huh?
You know, I've actually never seen the movie, but I've been to the store here that everyone makes mention about, MTC.
Good. Well, I know the name of the movie, but like you, I've never seen it. It's sort of, I don't know, I think that stands to reason. I mean, you know it's really there, and you may not want to be troubled with fantasy.
Yeah, I've heard about some of the stuff around, but it's all right, I guess.
Good. And I'm just coming through the campus area here. And making my way home. So is this net every week?
Yeah, it's a weekly net.
Okay, well, good. Well, I'll let you go. Have a good net, and thanks for the brief QSO. 73888RK Mobile, Ann Arbor.
Roger that, Ralph. Have a good rest of your day, WB9CST.
CST, are you there, KFA?
Yeah, I can hear you now, WB9CST.
WB9CST, KFA, with that guy that's coming in from Ann Arbor, was he getting in through your All-Star connection?
No, he was coming in through the conference server, but coming in on their repeater.
Oh, QSL, I just wonder how he was getting in. I don't know if he heard me. I asked the question a couple times, but he didn't respond.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't hear you. That was weird. I think I muted the one of the repeaters accidentally, but I didn't know which one at the moment, so that might have been why.
USL, because he's coming in full quiet again, the old part of the repeater, and I said, from Ann Arbor, that's unbelievable, but he must have been connected to that conference server.
It was probably at one of the Echo Links, but it doesn't really matter which one. Once it hits the internet, 1 mile is the same as 1,000 miles. Robert in Australia sounds just as good as anybody here locally, right? That's because he's using Echo Link.
But Robert in Australia is also sounding muffled through echoing.
Alright, well, I'm going to check into Richard's net. I'm going to probably find an All-Star link to check in with it so I can be able to do it. I will talk to you later. This is W8QOI on a search for an All-Star link.
To check your mic, John. You got a scratching connection. KFA2 Euclid.
You're okay.
W-A-Y.
Will be clear.
That was on the repeater. You both had, were scratchy. It was coming over the repeater. It was some interference, I think.
All right. Thanks for the information. W-A-T-O-Y. Returning to my search for an all-star link to Richard's net.
For everybody's information that's listening, Cushcraft and High Gain have been sold, so they'll be back on the marketplace momentarily.
WB9CSP on Echolink for audio check. Am I too loud or too quiet?
Perfect signal, Richard. Perfect. I wouldn't change it a bit. Hey, do you know of an all-star node that is going to be connected to your net?
Yeah, you can connect directly to me, 427-97. Randy, drop 1710. It's causing a loopback between the All-Star and the IRLP, the E5RJM WB9CSP.
Yeah, I'll try to rectify it here shortly. Stand by. B5RJM.
Hey, Richard, you say 42707? W8TOY.
Yeah, Roger, that's correct. That's my all-star connection.
Okay, that's not your personal node, right, that you will use?
No, it's not. Actually, let me give you another one. That would be better. 40105. 40105. You can use that one.
I think I have a problem with my app because that one's not connecting either. 38TOY.
Reset my phone and
see what happens.
W29CFP, E5RJM. JM. 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 JM.
Hang on a minute, I gotta go back and fix something. There we go. I don't know why it's feeding back so much. Alright, I think I fixed it. Go ahead, Randy.
W-A-T-O-Y testing? Alright, 10-4. W-A-T-O-Y clear. W-A-T-O-Y clear.
Yeah, it's working, John. I'm just trying to figure out the looping effects here.
All right, I understand. For some reason, I have to do a complete... When I change nodes on the All-Star, I have to completely
reboot my phone in between nodes. I don't know why. WATOY, I'll be standing by the net at 3 o'clock.
WB9CST.
Yeah, it's sounding good there now, Richard. I have to disconnect it again. It looks like it came back up here now again. It must be on auto connect here every 2 minutes. How's it behaving anyway? So back to you.
Yeah, I'll check from your end in just a minute. I didn't know what was connected where. We need to fix that and work that out because that's not going to sound too good. But I keep telling you go here, go there. So I'll find a place where it can be permanent. Sometimes I have to change due to things going down or being worked on for maintenance. But you have the two nodes I said to connect for the net, the Louisiana one. Let me pull up my log here so I can tell you and go down. The 529-660 is connected to you, and the K5CG is connected to you, right?
I got K5 Charlie Golf and Kilo India 5 India Juliet both connected up here. Back to you.
All right, let me go to your All Star. And, yep, okay, I see it here. All right, I think we're good, so just a few minutes. 4 minutes. 4 minutes until next. WB9CST.
K5JCWKDFL. KD5JFL.
Yeah, WB9CST, there's a net about to start here in 2 minutes, but yeah, there's someone here.
My apologies. Thanks for letting me know.
Not a problem.
Good afternoon.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. WB9CST Richard here in Paris, Texas. Welcome to the Everything Net. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC, on the various links in repeaters you hear. Before we start taking any check-ins, and I announce the question of the day, is there any emergency or priority traffic? All right, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic, which is always good. If you have an emergency during the net, even though this is an internet link net, we'll still take your emergency. And once handled, we will resume normal net operations. This is a directed net. shouldn't need to say that. Please also, because there's a lot of links now, try to limit your transmit time to 3 minutes. If you do need to make another transmission, wait about 10 seconds. That should give plenty of time for everything to reset, key back up, and finish your transmission. So, with that, I'll make today's question. Since it's been rainy and cloudy a lot lately, what do you like to do during inclement weather is today's question. So, with that, I'll take... short time and mobile check-ins and portables as well. So short time, portable, or mobiles. Come now. I had somebody call in with net control, but I think the ID cut you off. Try again.
I have a lot of ideas to get down, so I don't get doubled on by the machine. Hold on a minute. I'm old school. You wait for there's no size. If I don't know the machine, then you go ahead and restore it with yours. This is Kilowatt, Alpha Zero, Mike Capella in Washington, Missouri. What kind of net is this?
Yeah, it's the everything net, and it meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. All right, so general check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CSP.
WB9CST, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey India India, Dennis in Royal Oak, Michigan.
All right, K-A-8-W-I-I, Dennis, I have you. From Royal Oak, Michigan. Anybody else wishing to check in before I go with the list I have? Over.
Kilo 6, call from the Lima, K6GL, Linda, California.
M4ZCV, Ralph in Georgia.
KF8UU, Lesson Oak Park.
All right, I've got KA8WII, Dennis, Linda, K6GLL, Ralph, and November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor, and Les, KF8UU. So we'll go up to Dennis first, and I'll add another question in here. So the first one is, what do you do to, when there's inclement weather? And I think I'll make the second one a little bit of a technical question, which is... do you know how to set up a repeater where the ID doesn't come out over internet? Go ahead with the questions there, Dennis, K-A-8-W-I-I, WB9-CSP.
WB9-CSP, K-A-8-W-I-I, fine business. I guess what I like to do on a inclement rainy day, such as had every day over the last week, is to sit down, grab a cup of tea, read a nice book, an audio book with the XYL, and check out and see what's happening on ham radio.
Yeah, I guess Dennis does not know how to do repeater things, but that's okay. Thanks for checking in, Dennis, and glad to have you. Let's see, next, Linda. Guten Tag, wie geht's dir, Andreas das Wetterfrau? What is your favorite activities to do when the weather's inclement? And I know you're a trustee of a repeater, so what would you do to fix the Morse code ID coming out over the internet is the other question I figured I'd ask today. Go ahead, Linda.
Hey, Dr. Shin Richard, WB9CSD here from K6L. Well, let's go to the first, to the second question first. Yes, I registered a repeater, but recently, I do not maintain the repeater or do the settings or anything like that. That's easy. My answer is, I'm going to ask our technical person to figure it out. We are not set up for EchoLink yet. I heard him say that we consider it for the future, but right now we're not set for EchoLink. But that is really a good question for the Wind System TechNet, which they had it last night. So I don't think they have it every Friday, but it is on Fridays at least twice a month, and on the Wind System. And Wind System is here on EchoLink too, by the way. If you're not near a Wind System repeater, you can go to, and I'm looking it up right now. It is, here. Okay, it is a link. So instead of going to repeaters in EchoLink, you look for links. And it's Kilo Alpha 6 Whiskey India November. KA6WIN-L for link. It's listed under links. So if you're not by a Wind System repeater, you can go there and listen to the same traffic. So that's a good question for them, how to do that. I know exactly what you're talking about. So if you don't have it configured correctly, then you will hear the Morse code ID coming via EchoLink, and we typically try to avoid that. I know that. So, and I know some folks have it configured correctly, and others haven't figured it out yet. So there you go. I didn't hear. By the way, I want to add that I heard Gordon West running the TechNet now. He ran it last night. I think his call is N6NOA, familiar ham out there. I know many know him. So he's now part of the net controls, I guess. So there you go. So, Richard, give me the first question. I missed that one. Over to you, K6GL.
Yeah, the first question was, what do you like to do during inclement weather, storms or bad stuff, stuff where you can't go outside, it's just not a nice day. And that's going to be fun to go check into that net, by the way. I'll talk to you on the phone about that later, but yeah. What do you do during inclement weather?
Ah, okay, thank you, Richard. K6L returning. Another easy question. Radio. I've got my HF radio ready to go. By the way, today is International Radio Day. I'm not working it today because the contact of essentially last year. and they celebrated 100 years. It's the IARU's celebration every year, and last year was their centennial. They were formed in 1925, and part of the initial group was W1AW, Huron Percy Maxim, and they gave out a QSL card of the initial group picturing him in the middle. So I've got my QSL card, and that was my best radio contact in a century, if you will. So that's today, International Radio Day. So, radio is what you do, watching movies, making contacts, hopefully conditions are suitable, and maybe read a book. So there you go. I'm never bored. As you can tell, my mind is going 360 miles an hour, and having ham radio as a hobby, you know, it's not a problem. It can storm outside or whatever, what have you. There you go. By the way, we lost power last night twice, and apparently some equipment failure, but we are back online, as they say. We have power again, so. Okay, Sixshell, back to you, Richard. Dankeschön.
Yeah, Roger that, Linda. I'm just watching a bunch of screens here, so that's getting fun. I'm not sure how I'm coming out a bunch of different ways, but I guess it's working. I do like how I'm coming through the Canada hub right now, and their IRLP sounds kind of good, but it sounds kind of not good. It sounds cool though, I'm not gonna lie. So, it definitely has the radio sound to it. So let's see, Ralph. November 4th, you with Charlie Victor. How are things in Georgia, the Peach State? And what do you do when there's inclement weather? I know you get most of what Texas and Louisiana get. If you're technical or know somebody who is, what do you do to fix repeaters or links that put out their ID over the internet? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Richard. Yep, I like Linda's answer. Yeah, do amateur radio. Actually, what I was going to say was a long time ago, my friend Ben and I used to go out and fly kites in inclement weather. I built a repeater, a 440 repeater, a long time ago, probably before internet. I don't know. I'm not up on the Echolink software. I know that there's, you know, a tremendous number of options in Echolink software, and I know it's rather complicated, you know, like Linda said, you have to be up to speed on that and know how to configure it, and it's, I get on a couple of different repeaters, and they're set up differently as far as all the options, you know, I don't know. I know somebody else is trying to set up an Echolink connection to a 220 machine in Ohio, and it's just they try it and they can't get it and whatnot. You know, I think the Echolink software is, I don't know if it's complicated or temperamental or what, but yeah, it's kind of a mess there. We haven't had any inclement weather here for several weeks. We're in a drought here in Georgia. There's a big high that's been sitting over the top of us, and I don't think we're scheduled. They're predicting any rain for the rest of the month here. We're just way down. The lakes, it's all surface water here for public water, and the lakes are all down. The main lake, Lake Lanier, north east of Atlanta is down over 5 feet. The buoys are up out of the water. Tree stumps are starting to show, which causes problems with people boating, obviously. But at any rate, inclement weather and the beeps. Yeah, so. All right. I heard, Richard, that you're moving the time of the net through WADPK. You might comment on when you're planning on doing that. Back to net control, WB9 Chicago Style Pizza and 4ZCV.
Let me wait for everything to grab here. I think what I'm going to do is offer instead, but I'm going to have to teach somebody how to do it, and somebody who can almost always be here, or somebody who can get someone else to do it, is give it to somebody else, because I only have to go do my job that I've gotten to get some part-time money the third Saturday of every month. So I don't really want to change the time. I was just asking that so that way I could get an idea of what everyone would say. But I also don't want to just say no net for that Saturday. So I guess whoever wants to run the net for an hour, I can teach you how to connect everything on the conference server, if you have EchoLink, how to mute stuff and connect stuff and give you the list. There's not usually a preamble, but if you did want one, I can make one up for you. Ralph, does that answer your question, sort of?
Yes, sir. Okay. Speaking of that, I would like to, but just my situation here with my XYL, I can't. I had to give up some net responsibilities on KE8RV. I did a trivia net on Thursdays, and I can't get a guaranteed clear time with my XYL here. The other thing is, what happened to Arenza? KK4RYG, haven't heard him in forever. And with that, back to you.
Yeah, Roger that. And I know, Wes, you're waiting after Ralph. I know you're there. I hope you're still there anyway. Arinza, I literally just texted him and told him the net's going on, but I think he's pretty busy with work. So that's where he is. But I did talk to him yesterday, day before yesterday. He's down in San Diego right now on work.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks for that, Richard. And for ZCV.
All right, and thank you for that. So next on the list, even though now I'm not in front of it, if anyone wants to run the net, the 25th, it'll be the third Saturday of each month. Send me an email. My email's KodunQRZ, and I'll get you hooked up. It's Wes, KFAGU. So, how are you today, Wes? How's the weather up there? What do you do when the weather is not good? And, what would you do if a repeater had its ID come out over EchoLink?
I think we had the last couple of days here in Michigan. The weather has not been good. It's been raining. And we play radio. Either go on the low bands or go on 2 meters. That's what we do, Richard. And with something not coming out of the repeater. Call technical support of the repeater, I guess. Back to you, Richard, K9CSD, KFAU.
I'll try to put W8TOY on the list. I've been trying several times.
Roger that, John. I'll take you next, actually. How are you today? W8TOY from WV9CSP. How's the weather there, even though we just got it from Les? And, what do you do during inclement weather, and what do you do about repeater IDs?
Yeah, for some reason I had to switch over to All-Star Link 577820, and that seemed to work. That other one earlier, I can hear, but it just couldn't seem to get through. As far as weather, in our younger days, the wife and me would go out in the storms, and one of our best experiences of all was way up north, sitting on the side of a little small little private lake, lagoon type thing, covered in a clear plastic wrap, sitting on the shore, getting pounded on by the rain, getting nice and close and real close together. That was the best storm I've ever had. But other than that, we both love storms, thunderstorms and stuff like that. I even had a cat that loved thunderstorms. And she and me would sit in the front window and watch the lightning storms go by, while my wife was in the basement trying to calm the other cat that hated storms. So, lots of storm stories, tons of stories. But I like storms. I mean, I like to watch them, you know. But Michigan right now, the top two-thirds of the Lower Peninsula has just been devastated in this last week. They got bridges washing out. They got dams that are close to overflowing. Whole cities that are underwater, some of the cities that I like to visit, like Onaway, Michigan, Sheboygan, their whole city is underwater. There's so much rain. Roads are like US 23, one of the main roads going up north along Lake Huron, has whole sections of the road just washed right out. I mean, they have just had a bad, bad, bad week. That's bad storms. Just so much water, they can't do anything with it. Down here, it's not been bad. We've had a few storms, and, you know, it'll be heavy for 15, 20 minutes, and then it goes away. So it's not been bad. But I love storms. Now, of course, you ought to know that the solution to any repeater problem in the Detroit metro area concerning the DART, which is the only repeater I have actual, you know, knowledge of, you might say, is to call AAAUU. And say, John, fix it. So that's my stories. This is W8TOY, back to net control.
Well, I guess the Louisiana system is linked. My repeater isn't connected. I was wondering about that. I was going to ask you something. Oh, yeah. So, you guys are having split repeaters, but they're also owned by the same club, the VHF and the UHF.
I'm not sure you mean as far as our VHF and UHF repeaters that for temporary purposes we have linked together. As soon as we get our new VHF repeater plugged in, that link will go away and it'll just be two separate repeaters, and we can go back to treating the UHF as the fusion repeater it's supposed to be. But yeah, I don't, you know, it's fine as long as you can maintain the repeaters, you know, have as many repeaters as you want, I think. But If that's your question, maybe I don't understand your question. WATOY.
Yeah, that was the question about do you like having does the club like having two repeaters?
Well, sure. Especially when we keep them separate. Now, right now, we're using them to back each other up. But when they're separate and UHF is in fusion mode, especially if we ever get an internet connection to it, which I think we're supposed to, then we can use the rooms and, use all the internet features of fusion. And, that would be the UHF repeater. And then for local, the VHF repeater just on straight FM. Or All-Star, I think. We're going to have All-Star on the new one, too. So All-Star or FM on the new repeater, or on the VHF repeater. Yeah, I like it. It's, as long as you can maintain them. And, they're both getting used. That's the problem nowadays nationwide, is there's so many repeaters that they're not getting used like they used to. Back in the earlier repeater days, when there was only a few repeaters in every major city, they were heavily used, especially during drive time. Like the Dart repeater here, during drive morning and afternoon drive time, was just continuously in use. Where now there's less people, there's so many of our members that aren't working anymore, so there really isn't a drive time anymore. But as long as they're getting used and they're maintained, having two separate repeaters is great for them, as far as I'm concerned. As long as they're doing different things. Anyway, TOY.
Roger that, John. Don't go anywhere yet, by the way. I'm going to call for announcements here in just a moment after I get the check-ins. Since we have digital connections now, and it takes a minute for them to grab their nearest connection or repeater, I'm actually going to take digital check-ins. I'm not sure what's connected, but if you're hearing me in some digital mode right now and you'd like to check into the everything yet, come now, WB9CSB. Alright, one more time. Any digital mode check-in? I see there's hands over IP, so are there any digital check-ins? Fusion, DMR, NextEdge, T25, any of those? Come now, over.
That's control, this is Kilowatt. Alpha, Zero, Mike, Echo, Kilowatt, Wharton, is there, name is Mike.
Good job. Yeah. Roger that. Art, Zurich, Echo 5, Alpha, Romeo, Juliet. I've got you as in and out. Thank you for checking in. And now we'll go back to any and all modes, including Echo Link and All Star. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything yet? Come now, WB9CSB.
This is K6 Papa, Quebec, November, and Upland, California.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, Kenora, Saskatchewan. And you also had in there Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo Juliet. Copy, back to net.
Victor Alpha 5, or Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo Juliet. I've got you I'm pretty sure. And then, I think there was a 6 in there, but I missed it, because I had some packet loss. So who was the 6 station again?
6, Papa, Quebec, November, K6PQN, Jack in Upland, California.
Kilo on Alpha Zero, Mike Kikotilla, Washington, Missouri.
K6PQN, I've got you, and KA0, I forgot the rest of your call, give it to me again. I didn't get the last part.
Mike Echo Kilowatt, MEK.
Alright, I got you. KA0, Mike Echo Kilowatt. Alright, so K6PQN, good afternoon, how are you? How are things in California? Not sure how far you are from Glenda, or Linda. And today's two questions are, what do you do during inclement weather? And also, what do you do when the repeater has an ID that goes out over the internet?
You hear that last part about something over the internet, but inclement weather here, I'm always working on electronics. I'm a retired electronics engineer, so I'm always working on projects or doing something, my wife and I do a lot for our local animal shelter, so sometimes I'll go down there and I work with cats, and so I keep extremely busy. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that. The second question was, what do you do when the repeater produces an ID over the internet? Like, what would you do to fix it?
Soft into the software and disable it. You can enable it or disable it. Do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that. I figure you being a repeater owner, as most of the people are here, that you would have a pretty good answer for it. So thank you for checking in, and thanks for finally being able to make it. I know you've missed me, and I've missed you a couple times. So I hope to hear you again next weekend, and stick around. I'll have a 7-3 round here in just a few minutes. So KA0MEK, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather in St. Louis? And what do you do during inclement weather?
Well, I'm a member of Skywarn, Storm Flood for National Weather Service. Past couple of days, I've been up at my mobile spot watching the weather roll in. Last night, we had a pretty good storm roll across, so we didn't get anything. And I'm just sitting and watch the radar, watch conditions, and pass on information. Okay, is in the case.
Yeah, Roger that, WB9CST. And, well, when your storm spotter and inclement weather comes, yeah, the two kind of go hand in hand. So, thanks for checking in. And with that, anybody else wishing to check into the everything that this is, Richard, WB9CST.
Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Echo Sierra, Robert in Oklahoma.
Hello?
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, recheck.
Yeah, K5KES, Robert, I've got you, and Randy, I don't know why I didn't put you on the list for some reason, but go ahead if you want to answer the question and also with your recheck.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike here, name is Randy, Kenora, Saskatchewan. So I was going to come in as an in and out there, but I wasn't sure that you got me, but I'll answer the questions. Inclement weather, I like to be in my ham shack and also monitoring the weather and reporting it online, on air, and so forth. So there's all kinds of stuff for me to do indoors, so it's too bad to venture out. So that's the first question. The second question would be basically if there's an ID coming over, first of all, identify the station that's creating the ID, and then get in touch with the node owner and getting them to disable it at their end. So that's what I would do in that situation. Anyways, 7-3 to all, and I won't be around for the 7-3 net. I'll just give a quick weather report here. It's currently zero, and we just had a couple days of snow falling, and it's up getting about 6 inches here. So we got 0 degrees Celsius or 32 degrees Fahrenheit for those USA stations. So that's about all I got for net. Like I said, I won't be around for 7-3 round. 7-3, everyone that's listening, back to net.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you, and I'm glad you connected the system. And hope to hear you again next week. All right, Robert, KJ5KES. Hello, neighbor. I'm down here in Paris, Texas. I'm sure you guys have gotten most of the rain we've gotten up there. So how's the weather? How's your day? What do you do during inclement weather? And if you hear a repeater with an ID over the internet, do you have a solution for it? Go ahead.
Well, we didn't get a whole lot of the weather. For some reason, the current storms that I have on the radar coming through this way hit us early, and we really haven't had any rain to speak of since then, because it's kind of been pushed to go south while it's going north of us. Sorry. I turned down the other radio. Anyway, the storm went south of us. Texarkana got more rain than we did. But what I normally do, we bought a storm trailer for our grandkids and stuff. They have a house trailer here around us. And if the weather's bad enough, they'll come over and they'll get in the storm trailer, and we don't normally worry about it, at least I don't, but that's about it. I kind of like to watch it or just sleep through it. It's really turned off really nice tonight, even though it's not raining. And for the rest of it, I don't really have anything else to say about that because I really don't know. I just kind of tuned in.
It's okay. I just figured I'd ask, and I know not everyone is technical either, so it's okay, but at least it makes a learning experience, so that's good. I don't know what happened to you this week. Okay, now I got it. Anyway, with that, let's see, I think that was in my list, yes it was, so, anybody else wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CSP.
Mike Alpha Fox.
Was that K8 Mike Fox Alpha? Did I get that right?
Yeah, calls Whiskey 8 Mike. My Alpha Fox, W8MAF, Whiskey 8, Mike Alpha Fox.
Alright, I got it that time, W8MAF. Voice sounds familiar, don't know if you've checked in here before, but how are you today? How's the weather there? What do you do during inclement weather, and if you've ever worked on a repeater before, what would you do if it was putting out a ID over the internet? Go ahead.
Okay, well, for inclement weather, I'll usually try to find something inside. If it's not storming, I might play around on HF, but if it's storming, antennas are grounded, and I'll probably read a book or watch TV if I'm at home. And by the way, the name is Mark, Mexico Alpha Romeo Canada, Mark, and I'm located just outside Detroit. Just outside Detroit, Oak Park, Michigan. I know you've talked to a couple of others from over here, too. I'm not too far from them. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that, Mark. Thanks for checking in. This net meets here every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC. If you'd like to come back. I have both the VHF and UHF of Hazel Park connected. So if you can't hear one, then on the other. And if by chance you have a beam and you can hit Ann Arbor, I've got the 145C3 in Ann Arbor connected too. So there's a couple of different ways you can get in here on RF. But thanks for checking in. All right. One more call for check-ins, and then I'll start the 7-3 round. So, anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now.
Hello, Richard. This is Leonard, AD8FK in Michigan. Back to you.
This is AA5UY.
Pearl Boulevard,
Louisiana, with no traffic,
KJ5UY. KJ5PMQ, no traffic, back to you.
5UY, with no traffic, thank you for checking in. Leonard, how are you today? AD8FK, and what do you do during inclement weather? And also, do you have a solution for a repeater that puts its ID out over the internet? Go ahead.
Another great net. I've been watching it. I've been on mobile, so I've been catching bits and pieces of your net conversation and comments today. Inclement weather depends on if it's lightning or not, but if it's, if I can, I get on the radio, obviously, and talk either 2 meters or on HF, and, or we watch TV if they pull the plug on it, well, I'm kind of taking your other question you had there, But regarding repeaters, I have gotten a little, I've learned a lot in this past year working on the repeaters. So we're getting a new digital repeater put up for this, that we're talking about right now. And we're going to be taking out this analog one and putting that digital, but we will use just an analog pilot for the immediate future. So we'll have digital capabilities down the line when we decide to do that. But we're looking forward to getting it in, and that's about it. As far as the messages on the repeater, I just wait them out like I did here for you when the message came in. I just waited out and let it identify. So thanks, Richard, for calling it, and we'll send it back to you. This is Alpha Delta 8 Foxtrot Kilo in Michigan.
Yeah, roger that. WB9CSD. I had to come over here and see what disconnected. A bunch of stuff just dropped off the system, but thank you for checking in, and good to have you as always, Les. I think the thing is disconnecting. That's a good sign to start the 7DRAM before I lose people. So let's see. Let me go up to Dennis, K88. WII, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
India, good job on running the net. I enjoyed it today and hope everybody has a safe week this week and look forward to seeing you guys next Saturday. So this is Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey, India. KWII is clear.
Yeah, roger that, Dennis. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you, and hope to hear you again next weekend. Let's see, Linda, K6BRL, yeah, there you are. You turn into 7-3 round, and Guten Tag und auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah, Richard, WB9CSP from K6BRL, hello to the group. Richard, I pulled the information on what needs to be done to fix that ID thingy there in Echolink, and so it's always done in the controller. And for example, if it's all star, there is let's say it's an all star and it's a conference, so there's three simple things that need to be set. The first one is ID talk over equals blank. There should be nothing in there. And ID recording equals blank. And then ID time, that's optional, disables the periodic ID. But so it depends on if it's all star or what are the other ones, RLC, SCOM, RCOM, CAT, etc. So this is all above my head, but I grabbed the whole all this information and I send it to your email. And if your friend's email is still good, you should get it. You should have it in there to check the inbox. And that's straight coming from Copilot, my AI. I don't go anywhere without my AI, so whatever you ask, I tell you, if you guys are not using AI yet or the Copilot, you're missing out. So whatever question, no matter how technical. But as I said, the TechNet, the Wind System TechNet is on not every Friday, but they're linking the Wind System on Sundays tomorrow. They're linking it for the AlaskaNet, which happens my time at 10 PST tomorrow, Sunday. So, and the wind system minutes are linked there, so he typically checks in there so we can confirm when they are holding the TechNet. And so that is, again, if you're not close to a wind system repeater, that won't help you. But you can go here on Echolink, wind system is KA6WIN-L. And the Alaska Net, which, you know, is going to be linked to the wind system tomorrow, is WL7LP-R. That's a repeater. And so anyways, so that's all I know. And everything else is above my head. Check your email. And have a good rest of your Sunday, everybody out there. And we'll talk to you next time. This is K6DL and zurück zu dir, Richard, back to you.
W8UM. VHF. Timeout.
Yep, I think that's why some of the groups wanted to drop off, is because the Morse code, I try and fix that and handpick things, but that's not for right now, so, let's see, November 4th, Huey Charlie Victor, Ralph, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSB.
Okay, very good, Richard, thanks for doing the net, and, don't have too much else, I think we're going to get in the car, go for a ride, maybe figure something out for dinner, and, I'll depart with a word that I invented when I was taking German classes in Gymnasium. I'm sure you and Linda know what that means. And the word is Auf Wiedersprechen. N4ZCV, 7-3.
I'm sure Linda will get a kick out of talking about that. That'll be fun. But thanks for checking in, now. It's good to have you today. And glad you can make it back again this week. Les, if you're there, I know you usually pop in and out. But KF8UU, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Over. All right, I didn't think that Wes would be there. So, KA0MEK, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over. All right, K6PQN, if you're still there, you're showing up on my All-Star. Go ahead with the 7-3 round, over. There we go. I grabbed it back. KJ5KES, I know you caught the tail end of the net, but if you're connected somewhere, go ahead at the 7-3 round, Robert. Over.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 53 degrees.
Don't skip TOY.
Yep, I was going to get to you next, John, so go ahead and take your turn, and then I'll go to the next station, W8TOY, WB9CFC.
I just ignore it, like Lynn said. Just ignore it when it's over, then carry on. But also, I was going to mention it on my first turn, but today is World Amateur Radio Day. I'm not sure who celebrates it. I have, in years past, I've connected to a guy that was running a net in New York, and I got a QSL card just for World Amateur Day and stuff like that. But, and I'm not sure who sponsors it, but today is World Amateur Radio Day. With that, everyone have a good afternoon. See you next week. This is 58. Tango Oscar Yankee.
All right, to that, John. Thank you for checking in and out there. I'm glad to have you and hope to hear you again next weekend. Let's see. Randy was IO. Mark, WAMAF, if you are still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right, I think, let's see. Well, something just disappeared. Oh, well. I'm sure I'll figure it out later. Anyway, anybody else wishing, hang on, wrong thing. Winners, go ahead with the 7-3 on 88FK WB9CST. And nothing disconnects without me closing the net, so that way nothing comes back on me. So there we go, I connected that back up. And with that, I'll go ahead and actually close the net right now, so 3 minutes over. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone who checked into the Everything Net today. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC. And you can find more information about my net at wb9cst.deltaecho or my QRZ page. So give me a minute to disconnect everything and see everyone next week. WB9CST.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF.
Need LBV mobile. Need LBC, need LBC from any LBV.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
VG mobile.
Node 2586 disconnected. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.